This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour now on the DJV program. How do you do? Welcome to another hour of important conversation, intelligent conversation. Well, for the most part, can't promise everything, but it's pretty serious stuff that's going on now, and so we'll dig around into Jennifer's not here in this hour of the program. It's Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug with a focus on the shots, the vaccine, who's getting them. Martha Stewart got hers and made a big deal out of it on social media. That was kind of, I think that was a good thing. The administration, Victoria, apparently is no longer going to hold back second shots of the vaccine. I didn't realize that. This is kind of confusing because I thought that I didn't know. Was this? I thought this was the states who were saying this sort of thing and not the feds. So what
happened is that the from the federal level, each state has gotten an allotment of the vaccine based on your state's population. So that's why we're seeing California, New York, New Jersey, we're seeing the more heavily populated states, Florida, getting the larger numbers of doses. However, now this is something that a statement that we have not heard in a while. So the Trump administration and the incoming Biden administration agree on something. And so last week, Joe Biden said, as soon as he is sworn in, that his administration is going to not hold second doses of the vaccine. They're going to release all of them. And so now the Trump administration, the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, told reporters that in the next couple of weeks, the government is going to do the same thing that Biden was talking about, and they're going to release all of the vaccines. They're not going to hold that second dose for each person. So they want, basically, they want everyone who's 65 and older to get their vaccinations as soon as possible. So that's where they're starting. I think that's probably where we should have started maybe from the beginning, but every country has been dealing with it differently. Each state has had a different level of priority. Depending on where you are, Alex Azar said that states who are not doing a good job of getting these vaccinations out, they're going to start to see themselves losing the number of doses available. So if you are in one of those, you know, highly populated, densely populated states, you may end up getting pushed back on the line. So it just really depends on how efficiently your state is being run. I know California apparently seems to be a mess. And so California will probably see themselves losing some of those doses that have been allocated already to them. The other big story that obviously we've got a lot of stuff going on politically, but the big story surrounding the virus is that scientists are now learning more about these new variants of the virus of COVID. And as we know, you know, there are different variants of popping up in different states and other countries that are much more contagious. They're not more deadly.
Yeah.
We'll have to make
no,
that
not
clear.
At all.
Not well. Here's the thing: we're now averaging over 3,000 deaths per day, and now with this new variant, they said that things that were considered moderately risky, like airplane travel, are now being bumped further up into more of a high risk category because these variants are so much more contagious. They anticipate that we're going to get to an average of 4,000 deaths per day
trust those numbers. I don't.
This comes from Johns Hopkins. This is not coming from the World Health Organization.
I don't really care.
The COVID tracking project, these are the deaths. So.
Well, I don't
believe them or not. They're there.
I don't believe. Both the doctors that are on this program both have serious questions about, and they don't agree on a lot of stuff either. They both have serious questions as to how the accounting is being done and why the numbers are where they are and what happens. Most people don't realize that hospitals are being reimbursed by the federal government according to how many people die in their hospital from the COVID. So they can cook the books, they can come up with different...
I actually don't think that's happening anymore with the revamping of the CARES Act and the way that the new funding is going. I don't know that... That was something that did happen in California. We know that happened for a fact because, you know, Jen's fiancé works in healthcare. But, you know, I have friends who are doctors in New York, and they're signing death certificates every day, and they're not saying anything is COVID unless it really is. On the administrative level and on the doctor level, I don't know. That's kind of overblown.
If the new strain is not that dangerous, then why are more people dying?
I didn't say it wasn't dangerous. I said it's more contagious.
Ken has said that it is. Well, it may be more contagious, but it's not lethal to the extent that the first rounds. This thing is now mutated about 24 or 25 times since last year when we first became aware of it. And as with each mutation, it become less deadly. So what I want to know is if the numbers.
We have more deaths than we've ever had.
But why? Why are there more people dying? If this, I want to know where the balance is here. If in fact we believe the doctors who are on this program and others who tell us that it is it's much more contagious but much less lethal, then why are more people dying? According to the records, anyway, that's the question. Excuse me.
Well, I think
that I have.
Part of the problem is, you know, we lost a family member in April, and they labeled his death as a pulmonary embolism. We now know later on he donated his organs, and after they tested the organs, it came back that he actually had COVID, like all throughout his body. But his death certificate does not say COVID; it says pulmonary embolism. And a lot of that happens with these blood clots, aneurysms, embolisms. They're the comorbidity. Factors are high. So I think it is confusing. There is no clear-cut answer as to what the accurate number of deaths are. From the beginning, you know, my doctor friends who are on the front lines in New Jersey, New York, and Alabama, they've all been saying that the deaths are not being accurately reported because people are saying, oh, it is a heart attack, or it is an aneurysm, or it is an embolism, and it actually turns out it was COVID was what spurred that on. So I don't know.
Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. Meanwhile, a lot of doctors are warning about not necessarily the COVID, but other viruses because
that's another thing to deal with.
Yeah, right. The suppression of every common respiratory and gastrointestinal virus beside the coronavirus. The virus trackers are seeing a lot of different types of things that are surfacing here. And I guess the theory is that because of all the shutdowns, mask wearing, and a lot of other protocols, the spread of the viruses like influenza A and B and all these other influenza viruses, human meta, who's your nose, I can't even pronounce some of this stuff.
Well, it's pneumonia and all those other.
Right. They all
the
appear
influenzas.
To be circulating lower than they ever have before because people are doing... You know,
Well, for the most part, I think people are wearing masks and they're staying away from other people. People are washing their hands more. Basic sanitary things that helps you to, helps prevent getting a lot of these viruses. But especially for the flu, I think it's two-part. There was a huge push for everyone to get a flu vaccine this year. We know that for months leading up to it, everyone said, you have to get a flu shot. More people did. So I think that's part of it. But I also think the other part of it is just the general sanitation and mask wearing. I mean, I don't even know anyone who's even had a head cold since May,
April. All right. In a moment, we'll go on. The virus is connected, obviously, to our economic reality. What happens if the $2,000 checks come out? And what about those of you who are like me in this small business world? The PPP applications for round two are around. Good luck to you if you can get your banker to understand. Mine hasn't figured it out yet, but we'll work on that, maybe give you some helpful information in that department. Don't forget our download at DougStephan.com. No cosmetic fillers with the vaccine. There was a warning on that in our conversation that you can hear in the download. There's a new television show with John Stamos, or it's about him, I think, Victoria, right? It's not he's not starring. It's about his days as a star on a
soap opera.
We talk about Ken Jennings becoming the first replacement host for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. And then we have Vincent Jenna, the psychic, talking about what to expect for this year in part. So that's the latest DJV download available at DougStephan.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Yes, indeed. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. So, if you are in the mood to get a $2,000 check from the government, actually, it looks like it'll become a part of the Biden administration as soon as he gets in. But the analysis...
Well, Republicans are now on board with that. Rubio is really out in front and center pushing for $2,000 checks.
He's pushing to get into 2024.
Right, exactly.
But hey, look, you know what?
If it ends up helping the average American who needs it, it's fine.
Yeah. So then there's the PPP application. Now, how many people remember, I talked a lot about this because I have a small business and I applied and I got some help from the government the first time around, the Paycheck Protection Program. That's how Victoria and Jennifer got paid, as it turns out, for a couple of months. And so they've opened up another round for certain lenders. So now if you are in certain categories now, the community financial institutions are being told they want preference for economic empowerment people. People of color, you know, people who might not have had as good a time as the rest.
First round, didn't get anything in the first round.
Right. It was the first round was just like a crapshoot. There were no rules and it was a mess. Now it's been more refined. Like broadcasting has been cited. There are certain categories, certain companies, certain types of businesses that are being more, helped more, if you will, under the circumstances in this CARES Act. Agriculture is one of them, and broadcasting is another. If you're, in order to be included in this, if you're a veteran, nonprofit veterans organizations, tribal businesses, housing co-ops, sole proprietors, that's, you know, independent contractors, that sort of thing.
They were totally left out. Self-employed people were completely left out in the cold. I know there was a rush to get stuff going, but, you know, and agricultural co-ops, you know, everyone does CSAs now. That's a big thing. They were left out. It was really kind of a mess. And then, unfortunately, we saw a lot of those headlines, you know, how the huge organizations got millions of dollars. It was a mess.
It was a ripoff. It was an outrage, frankly. But it did help some people. I did get a little help, and I think it was good. Jennifer's company did as well. So, you know, under the circumstances, it's okay. And, you know, we'll go to the next round and learn some more about how to do this. 21 after the hour, we're in a teaching mode here on the DJV show.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Friday 3 half the hour now. It's social media time. In this hour, every hour of the program, we spend some time with Jay Kirshner helping us understand what your thoughts are, what you're sharing with us on Twitter at DJV Show and Instagram as well, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So Nicole Kidman seems to be attracting attention. What's that all about, Jay?
Well, she's been cast to be Lucille Ball in an upcoming film, huh? Being the Ricardos with Javier Bardem, and people are not here for that.
Yeah, she's going to be Lucille Ball?
Yeah, I love Nicole Kidman. I think she's an amazing actress.
I
love her.
I do, too.
But I'm sure there are better options to someone to play Lucille Ball.
And Javier Bardem? He's the creepiest villain.
He's the bad guy.
Most delicious villain.
Maybe
there
it's going to be, maybe this is going to be
a very
dark.
Wasn't he the bad guy in the last James Bond movie? I think he was, wasn't
he? Yeah, he's the bad guy in every movie. So maybe he, I can't picture him like, Babalu or whatever.
Lucy, I'm home.
Right? And what's great is actor Valerie Bertinelli even retweeted the story saying, hey, Deborah Messing was robbed. Another user responded saying, I'm just choosing to believe she was not available. Of course, Deborah Messing got in on this and retweeted with a comment saying, oh, no, I'm available, guys.
I'm very available.
And, the thing is, Deborah Messing has already proven herself as Lucille Ball, because there was an entire episode of Will and Grace in this new incarnation of it, and the whole thing is it's a spinoff, like a spoof of I Love Lucy. She was phenomenal. Like, she's doing the conveyor belt with the chocolate, and she was incredible, and it wasn't like a caricature. It was, she just genuinely got into the role of Lucille Ball. I don't know. I think Nicole Kidman can do a lot of things. I don't think she would take on the role, obviously, if she was going to make a mockery of it.
Yeah,
but I do think Deborah Messing was robbed there. That's too bad.
Yeah, she was already in the remake of Bewitched. I'm here for the Deborah Messing route. Let's do that. Let's change that. Can we go to change.org and sign that petition?
Sure, everyone. All right, how many people are ready for Girl Scout cookies? Maybe that's a good question. Are you buying Girl Scout cookies? Home delivery is available. You used to be able to, the girls would come to your door and knock on it, and then you'd meet them sometimes. I remember the farmer's market here in Framingham. We'd have the Girl Scouts out there, and they'd be at churches, and they'd be down at the town hall, and they'd be all over the place, and you'd buy them there oftentimes. But now they're not doing the direct stuff, I guess. So maybe there's a question here as to what your favorite Girl Scout, say it again, Doug. There it is. Girl Scout cookie is. What about it? Thin mints? Are we? How many? Have you got? Do you know, Jay? How many different flavors there are? I don't know what. I like the lemon ones and.
Oh, I can't even remember. And I feel like all the flavors. When I was a Girl Scout, they were called one thing, and now they're changed. Like not peppermint patties, peanut butter patties, and then they became tagalongs. Don't they have something else now?
Yeah.
Well, they've had Samoas. Those are my favorite. They've had them forever. The thin mints, of course, are also really popular. I think they have like a snickerdoodle, and then I think last year they introduced the new lemon shortbread one. That was there's a new flavor, and I thought it was maybe lemon from last year.
Yes, it was. That's right. You're right.
Yeah, I think it's good you can order them online because, like, I don't know any Girl Scouts, so I would order them online and support the organization. But if you don't know a kid who's a Girl Scout, or if you're not working in an office environment, usually the dad is like, all right, everybody, my daughter's selling cookies.
Right.
If you're not in the office, you know, or if you don't know someone, you know, who has connections to Girl Scouts, I think it's good.
All right, so, Jay, why don't you post this Samoas, Thin Mints, Peanut Butter Patties, thanks a lot. I don't know what those are. What are those? I don't know. Thanks a lot.
I don't know.
Brownie. There's all kinds of. There's a new flavor here. Let's see. I'm trying to find. I guess maybe they call it. You said tagalong, which was something else before.
Yeah, there's I think they changed the peanut butter patties to tagalongs at some point.
There's a Yoplait yogurt Girl Scout cookie flavor apparently as well. So maybe we list the Girl Scout cookie flavors and see which ones are going to be the most popular. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I like it. Join in on this. Facebook, yeah. Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show.
28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another big tech company flags President Trump and will keep him from adding content to their social media platform. YouTube said on Tuesday that it had suspended President Trump's channel over concern about ongoing potential for violence. The ban is expected to last a week. The president has 2.8 million subscribers, and the ban should be in place for 7 days. YouTube also said it was disabling all comments on his channel indefinitely. Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A few Republicans are pushing for impeachment of President Trump and his role in the Capitol Hill riots last week, USA Radio News Dan Araki reports.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeaching President Trump. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment, claiming that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katko, and Adam Kinzinger, who've also publicly said they'd vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he's considered the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, now there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The House narrowly voted to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office days before his term ends. Pence denied the request Tuesday. Ben Jordan, a University of Kentucky baseball player who also walked onto the basketball team, died Monday at the age of 22, the school announced. Cause of death was not provided. The 6'9", 250-pound redshirt junior was a right-handed pitcher for the Wildcats and joined the powerhouse basketball program last season. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari said Tuesday in a school-issued statement, "Our hearts are broken today." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is out today. You know how I am about the Chinese involvement in our country, our government, our business. So the Consumer Electronics Show, which is viral this year, Victoria, I think there'll be more.
Virtual,
we have our tech.
Yeah,
what did I say? Viral? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Virtual. So that means that people are able, I don't even understand how they can handle the traffic, the number of people that want to see what the gadgets are, what's on display, what's new, that sort of thing. There have to be tens of thousands, if not millions of people that want to get into that. How do they do that technologically? Speaking of the Consumer Electronics Show and all the focus on technology, how the heck does everybody get into that?
Yeah, have any idea? Know. I have no idea. I don't have any friends covering it in the tech world, so I'm not sure. I've been reading recaps, lots of, the usual video games and some smartphone innovation, things like that. But, I don't know if they've been doing it like Zoom. I don't have a pass to it. It's not, you have to pay for it, so
yes.
I don't know.
You have to pay to get on, so maybe that limits it. But the big story, as far as I'm concerned, is like twofold. The big story is the Chinese and how much of the technology that's there, that's on display, how they have bought their way in, pushed their way in, wormed their way in. They have done things in cooperation or collusion with Apple, for example. Apple's very proud of how many phones they sell. They make them. I guess they're not going to make them there anymore, but they sell. Their biggest market is China for their phones, not America, but China. And so now, also, what happened in the first day, an announcement from General Motors crowing about a sale of millions of cars, electric cars, mm-hmm. being sold to China. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't, but I know electric cars are a huge focus this year. There are different brands. Sony has an electric car that's on display right now at CES. Yep. There are other brands that, you know, that are not that familiar. Fisker Ocean, which is not like a household name, but they have a brand new electric car that actually, which is kind of cool. They have a solar panel roof, so you can actually be charging your car as you drive around. And
Do you want to know what else was? What else was announced?
What?
The Chinese government is going to, they announced that they're going to buy, they've placed the largest order for the 737 MAX. They're going to buy. Now, you talk about getting into our shorts, in a manner of speaking. We've always crowed about, I use that term twice, maybe I'm getting too close to the farm again. We've always talked about, Boeing has been the largest exporter in terms of dollars of any American product. More dollars are spent buying Boeing airplanes around the world than any other product. Food, doesn't make any difference what it is. Made in America, the Boeing plane is it. The Chinese tried to make their own plane, and it was a colossal failure. They don't talk about what happened. Remember, was it a couple of years ago we were talking about them producing a plane? They bought an Airbus, and they bought a 737, and they took them apart, and they tried to create their own plane to compete with the 737 and with the Airbus, and the planes, they made two or three, and they all crashed. They didn't, but nobody, that doesn't get out of China.
Chinese people probably don't even know that. The way that they control information.
So is this I guess the question might be, is this a kiss-up to Biden? Because they announced it now, they waited for CES. Did they wait for the moment at CES, or did they wait for the moment that Biden's going to become the new president so that he sort of gets credit because the Chinese were angry at Trump for being tough on them? It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. But they have, Boeing kept making the 737s even when they were grounded for the past 2 years. Well, they stopped about 4 months in, but they still have 400 of these planes on the ground and no takers.
Yeah.
So the Chinese made a fabulous deal with Boeing to take many of those planes off of their hands. You could consider this what, jobs for America or business for America. And one of the things that goes with it, which I also find it, remember I said a couple of days ago, wherever it went, when there was a big to-do, the news media completely misplayed that crash of the 737. It was a 737-500, and the ignoramuses are trying to equate Boeing's problems with a 737. Those 737-500s were made 25 years ago, so there's no connection at all to the 737 MAX.
It's more bad press for Boeing.
Yeah, it's not good press for them.
Yeah,
so this changes the press a little bit for Boeing, but also for American pilots. I think I said this the other day. Many of the pilots of these planes, and Bob Kay, whose son works for Delta, I think he corroborated this somehow or other. I forgot what he said exactly, but the American pilots that go over there to fly the planes, they'll go over for like a month at a time, and they'll fly, the usual routes and stuff, and then they'll come back here for a month. Instead of doing it the way we do domestically, you're on 4 days and you're off three. That's what a lot of, pilots, that's how their schedule works, depending on the length of their trips. But a lot of American pilots are going over there. A lot of them on furlough here. That's one of the other things. I guess the question here is, do we trust the Chinese? Do we cozy up to them? Now, here are jobs for American pilots that have been furloughed. Go over to China and fly the 737 MAXs. It's a way of us getting rid of or Boeing getting rid of a lot of 737s that they had no market for. And then the Chinese can say, well, look, see, we're not your enemy. We're your friend. We're buying all of your planes. We're hiring American pilots. So who's going to, and then they talk about, we're going to buy all of these cars from General Motors over here, because they can't make a car to save their soul either. They can't make planes and they can't make cars. They can't make anything. They can steal stuff and reproduce it, but even with the planes, they tried to do that and they couldn't do it. So, but meanwhile, they have the biggest economy, arguably, in the world. So what do we, you know, how do we approach this? I find it, as I think about, you know, not wanting to do or buy anything from China because of the virus, are we going to forget that the virus, which has created mayhem around the world, it may last for 2 years, are we going to forget about that? We're just going to say, oh, you know, it's one of those things, let's sell them more of our stuff. I mean, I want them to buy a lot of stuff from us. I want them to buy a lot of agricultural products, and that's the other thing. They didn't announce it at CES, but last week, the Chinese government announced that they were going to buy like 3 billion tons of grain from America, from American farmers. So is that, you know, I'm wondering how they're trying to play this. I guess that's my question here for us all.
I think that they saw a discount.
Yeah.
I think they took advantage of it.
Right.
They know that the discount. Rest of the world is kind of is anti, you know, the Boeing MAX, the 737 MAX. So I'm sure they got a pretty good deal on it.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they got a fabulous deal. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely got a fabulous deal. But it is tough. I don't want us to forget about where the virus came from, what these people have created in the name of trying to screw up the world. You know, they're not going to take a rest from this, but they know they can't do some things, and America can do some things. So let's kind of make nice. They didn't want to make nice with Trump because they don't like him. So now, you know, all these people who say Biden's got to deal with his son and all that other stuff, I don't know whether that's I've never seen anything that really convinced me that it was anything more than influence peddling. Not that it's right, but I never got into the conspiratorial end of it, and I'm a great conspiratorialist. So where there's smoke, there's fire. Speaking of that, there is more information about these police officers who were involved in the death of George Floyd, plus the death of a police officer in Florida that we ought to talk about here as we continue on the DJV program.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, so here's the story of Derek Chauvin. Remember him? The police officer who was filmed with his knee on George Floyd's neck, and now he's been charged with murder. Apparently, they decided the judges have decided to try him separately from the other three police officers who were involved in that case. So I think that's a good idea, frankly. It ought to be. Yeah. I don't think these other three guys, his name is Quang and Lang and Thao, they didn't do what they ought to have done, but they didn't put their knee on the neck of this guy and kill him. So it should be two separate trials, I think.
Yeah, anyway. I think so, too. I'm happy about this. This technically has really nothing to do with the guilt of any of these officers. This really is just about preventing the spread of COVID in the courtroom. And the judge said he didn't realize at first how many attorneys and how many people were going to be in the court defending these guys.
I think they can say that, but I think there's a lot of noise locally. About what they really want to do to this guy. They kind of want the guy who's responsible and kind of is out. They're going to hang him out to dry, literally and figuratively. Meanwhile, a Florida police officer was killed in the line of duty the day before he was supposed to be retiring. He was chasing some suspect, and the suspect turned around and intentionally crashed into his cruiser, killing him. So this guy was 30 some odd years in law enforcement. There are stories like this, not necessarily police officers, but I remember when I was a kid, there's a fellow who used to be a bus driver in my community. Everybody loved him. I remember his name was Burns. And he was slated to retire. And the day before his retirement, it was a Thursday. I don't know why I remember this so vividly, but his bus got stuck. And he got out of the bus with all the passengers and was trying to push the bus away from the snowbank that it was in. And in doing so, he had a heart attack, dropped dead. Day before. You think about those sorts of things, and you wonder about, people ask questions about spirit and God and, you know, how is this fair and, you know, all of those kind of questions that we can't answer. The questions to which there is no answer. And you think about it. But here's this guy. He was 90 minutes before he was supposed to retire. I mean, that was the last day. 90 minutes before his shift ends, he's chasing this guy in his cruiser. Hillsborough County, Florida. And I don't even know what this guy did, frankly, why he was chasing him around. I didn't get that. Those things, when you think about life and what goes on, and all of us get so worked up about a lot of things, and yet that's a big, for me, that kind of story is a big story. It really is. It's just time for us to sit down and think about the impact of what's going on in our lives. Speaking of that, one of my favorite focuses is NASA, and apparently their next mega rocket, the rocket that goes with the Space Launch System, it's been in development for 10 years, billions of dollars over budget. They're going to launch it for the first time later on this year. This is the way we're going to get people to the moon and beyond. So the test of it is going to be next week, I think. Or no, this weekend, isn't it? I think it's this weekend.
I think so, yeah.
For the first time. Yeah. All right. So let's keep our fingers crossed for this, because there's a lot of great spirit that comes out of whatever NASA does. It does great things for our psyche in America. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Day 3 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and the one, the only, the unmistakable, the beautiful, the handsome. What else, Warren?
You sent me the incomparable.
That's right. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. The Pet Show you can find on the petshow.com website. A lot of the same stations that carry this program carry Warren. They probably wouldn't have had they not heard him on this program because, you know, he's kind of a neophyte to the business. So he needs all the promotion he can get. All right, speaking of promotion, Ben and Jerry's have launched a new ice cream dessert for your dog. They are stocking supermarkets and chain retailers and all kinds of places that serve doggies with these doggy desserts. So is this good for the dogs? Is it bad? They're watching their waistline. I know Daisy May always is watching her waistline. What do you think is going to... These are expensive. Man, look at this. 4-ounce mini cup. Let's see. Packs of 4 for $3 and $5. 2 different flavors. So what do you think?
It's kind of interesting. First of all, I'm sure the ice cream is fine. I'm sure it's great for the dogs, this, that, and the other thing. But it's amazing to me how all these companies all of a sudden are getting into the pet industry. They've never been around the pet industry.
A lot of money in it.
They never supported the pet. $86 billion in the next couple of years, okay? Yeah. So, but the problem for me is, if you love animals and you want to get into the business to help animals, that's okay, but they're going through it just for profit. Now that Walmart has veterinarians and groomers are going to be at their shops, and they sell pet insurance now. So everyone's getting involved with this. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? You know what? I give my dogs treats, of course, hugs and kisses treats. I feed them the best food I can possibly buy. I give them hugs and kisses every single day. And you know what? That's what they get. And if I have a little vanilla ice cream left over, I give it to them, too. But to go buy ice cream for my dogs, I don't have enough room in my freezer.
Now, I have some ice cream left over from the Easley Farm summer days. And so every time I have a bite or two, I give a bite or two to Daisy. And she loves the hugs and kisses. You know what I've used hugs and kisses for, in addition to being the vitamin mineral supplement that she has in her food? I give it to her as a treat because apparently she likes the flavor. I don't know. Did you ever eat one of your own?
My dogs love it.
Really?
It's, yeah, they, Chester and Bentley get hugs and kisses every day, and they absolutely love them.
Hey, Joe, so I've tasted it. Look at my coat. I'm not shedding anymore.
That hair, Warren, that you're sporting.
I'm telling you. It's not going anywhere.
Don't knock it until you've tried it. Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, also something that I'm very proud to help support with Warren. He talks about it on his program all the time. What he does is get people to give a donation of $10, $20, whatever you can do, and then that money goes right out to help various animal organizations. It's the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund.org. Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. .org. If you are going to give, you'll get back a mug or a bandana or a doggy poop bag. It seems to me we were going to do the poop patrol and we didn't get to it last week. What's being found in the poop of
It's not the sexiest part of my profession.
No.
But it's really important that pet guardians understand that checking their dog's poop on a regular basis can be indicative of how healthy or how sick their dog may be. Cat as well. First of all, you should know what your dog's normal poop looks like. I know it's horrible, but I check it every morning when they go.
I do too.
Look at it. You got to check for color, the volume, how often. Usually the rule of thumb is 1 to 2 poops per feeding, the consistency, the shape of it. All of those things are really important.
So what should it look like? I feed my Lucy, the Lucy pet guy that's on your show, I feed that, and it's kind of a brownish green, and that's what the poop looks like when it comes out the other end.
This is not my description. I'm reading this directly. As a rule, if your dog's stools are firm, long-shaped, easy to scoop, and a chocolate brown color, those are good signs that you have a healthy dog.
Good. That's what they are. Fabulous.
I'm going to post that.
Yeah. With a picture, of course.
Hey, so I got a question for you guys, because it's been bugging me all week. The question came up, do dogs wag their tail when no one's around?
Oh, that's a good question.
All right, you know what? Post that, Jay. Will you post that on our social media? Repeat the question again, Warren.
Do dogs wag their tails when no one is around?
It's like, can you hear a noise in the forest if there's nobody there? The tree falls down.
There you go. I say they do. Most people say they don't, but I'm wrong.
Well, how can you prove it if they're not around?
It's something called a video camera.
Yeah, you've got the pet cam.
Technology, Doug, technology.
New fangled inventions, yes. A camera. Ooh.
But a dog's tail is kind of like, a dog's wagging their tail is kind of like people talking to themselves.
Yeah.
It's a way of alleviating excitement. Right. Yeah, I say they do. A lot of people say no. I'd love to hear what your audience has to say.
We'll post it at social media, DJV Show, Twitter, and Facebook.com/...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.